Insurance products are offered through Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor, and or Arcadios Capital. AEWM does not offer insurance products. Insurance products offered by Russell Total Wealth and Wellness are not subject to investment advisory requirements. AEWM and Arcadios Capital are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Any reference to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement intended for informational purposes only and is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency and is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute, tax or legal advice. Third-party information and opinions contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by our firm.
Welcome to Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. I'm Andy Dollar, joined by Curve Miller, and we're from Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. Today, we're going to be talking about ways to navigate your way through retirement. I mean, all our lives, we sock money away in tax-deferred retirement accounts, and then flash, we find ourselves at retirement age, and we're facing decisions we've never had to face before, we're getting hit with taxes we've never been hit with before, and we're going to be talking about ways to maneuver through saving money for retirement, and then the shift in priorities to spending money in retirement today. If this sounds all too familiar, then join Curve and I for our entire show, because we're going to share ways to navigate retirement and taxes. And you're only going to find it here on Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio.
And at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, our focus is tax-efficient retirement planning. Without the right retirement planning, taxes can take a big bite out of your monthly income. A lot of people go into retirement guessing. Let's be honest. At best, it is an educated guess on ways they should navigate creating retirement income from their portfolio while potentially minimizing their yearly tax bill. Now, this may sting a little bit because you might feel like we're talking about you. Are you optimizing your retirement income while helping you minimize the taxes? Remember, it's what that goes in your pocket that counts. When was the last time your advisor asked to see a copy of your tax return? Heck, when was the last time your financial advisor proactively reached out to your tax preparer? These are tough questions, and I know, but they're important questions. Now, chances are, if you're listening to this, you could be paying more than you have to in taxes. If you want to do something about this, then listen into the entire show today, because we're going to share tips on ways to navigate retirement and taxes. Listen, it's never too late to learn. And we won't just stop there. We have even more ideas to help you create a tax-efficient retirement. Now, these days, it's easy to find a financial advisor. They're on every street corner and in every bank. But finding an advisor that is knowledgeable in retirement planning with a focus on tax efficiency, now that's something unique. And that's what we do at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, and what this show is all about. Okay. If you're approaching retirement, or maybe you're already there, you are our people. Look, on average, you and I work about 90,000 hours during our life.
That's a lot of hours.
That's 90,000 hours. One of the worst things you can do is make one small mistake or get bad advice and see that 90,000 hours of work disappear. Wouldn't it be worth 15 minutes of your time to make sure you're helping to protect the 90,000 hours of hard work and sacrifice? That sounds like a good return on your time. So maybe now it's time to ask for advice that's personalized to you. Why not do what so many other radio show fans have done? If you have questions or want specific advice personalized to you, reach out to us at talktorussell.com. You don't know how many times we've heard from listeners of our radio show say, "I've been meaning to call you." So don't delay. You could start feeling better about your future. All it takes is 15 minutes or less. Again, you can visit us at talktorussell.com.
Well, today we're talking about ways to navigate retirement and taxes, Curve. But before we dive in, let's first kick things off by talking about this week's health tip, because you need your health to enjoy your wealth. What do you have on the docket for this week's health tip, Curve?
Yeah, today we're going to be talking about, should you be taking ashwagandha? Okay, and I don't even know if I said that right, but all I do know is that it's a buzzword nowadays, and it's an herb commonly used in Ayurvedic medicine, and it's believed to have various health benefits, including that of reducing stress, anxiety, inflammation, as well as improving sleep and boosting testosterone levels in men. Some studies suggest it may have potential in these areas, but more research obviously is needed to confirm about the effectiveness and safety. As always, you know, just make sure that you have an open dialogue with your primary care physician, you know, and that you're talking to somebody who specializes in this field to make sure that any supplement you take is truly a right one for you. Because if you have any underlying health conditions or taking certain medications that could have interactions, you definitely want to avoid that. But for those of those men looking for boosts in testosterone, or maybe, you know, reducing stress, anxiety, or that you know, that inflammation, ashwagandha could be a good supplement to add to your routine.
Well, thanks so much, Curve. We appreciate that.
You bet.
So on today's show, if you're just joining us, Curve and I are talking about ways to navigate retirement and taxes. Hot topic.
Absolutely. Now, as we get into this, you know, there's some considerations that you got to keep in mind to help you spend less of your retirement savings and Social Security benefits on taxes. Now, if you envision the ideal retirement plan, you'll likely imagine an exclusively tax-free income.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it's you know, you always got a dream, okay? But for many baby boomers who have decades saved their money in tax-deferred accounts, such as 401ks or IRAs or thrift savings plans, the opposite could be true. And after many years of deferring taxes, retirees are facing a sizable tax bill on distributions taken from their retirement accounts that could be a third or more of what has been accumulated. Think about it. It's your largest asset most times outside of your property or your home. And Uncle Sam's going to have their handout. You've got to defer the income tax on that savings for as long as you've been putting it in. Now, though you may wish that you have done things differently, there is hope. But before we jump to the solution, it's important to understand what you're trying to accomplish. When you're saving for retirement, you are growing assets for your future. And I have to assume you understand that what many retirees lose sight of is that once retired, growing assets is no longer the top priority. Of course, it's important because of things like, you know, we just recently now have to have conversations about inflation because interest rates have gone up. And everyone wants their assets to grow, but it's not the top priority in retirement. The priority is creating sustainable income to support you through retirement, while maximizing what goes into your pocket by minimizing those taxes. In our experience, many retirees realize there are taxes owed on their tax-deferred assets, but most don't understand the full extent of the problem. And there is this propensity to focus on growth, searching for the best investments, while ignoring the tax issues until you're faced with the tax bill. So that is kind of what we're faced with. Now, the rules change. And I don't think a lot of people realize this. It's like graduating high school and going to college. It's a whole new set of rules. See, in retirement, the rules are different than when you were working. There are more tax considerations, Social Security taxation, Medicare premiums on top of the taxable income on retirement account distributions. The icing on the cake here is that you'll most likely have fewer deductions in retirement to help offset the tax burden. When you're working, you defer taxes and retirement plans, and you may have had children to write off and mortgage interest to itemize, but those are gone for most people by the time they retire. So this makes the tax problem more complex, considering many retirees we work with tend to have the same income goals in retirement, but with fewer deductions. So, I mean, really think about that. When you retire, and you walk away from going to work and you sleep in on that Monday, you know, did your month-to-month income needs change, really? Okay, probably not, but see, what's gonna happen is you have those fewer deductions because you're not working, actively contributing, things like that. And if you think you can kick the can down the road by not taking distributions, keep in mind that as the account continues to grow, the tax problem becomes bigger. And then you have things like required minimum distributions that will eventually force you to take those distributions. So there's really no hiding from what is owed. The IRS has been waiting patiently for you to accumulate this money, and it will ultimately push to get its share of your pie later on, because when you first took that deduction, you signed a deal with Uncle Sam that you would pay him tax later.
That's right. And, you know, Curve, retirement is full of complicated choices, like ways to invest your money, but it's preserved, but it still grows. Ways to keep your taxes low, ways to leave everything to your loved ones with the least amount of taxes and hassle, and probably most important, ways to make your money last. Well, do you know if your current retirement plan addresses all of these problems? If not, then you could be exposed. Help find the holes in your plan by using our OnTrack retirement review process. This is where our team will run a retirement what-if analysis to find cracks and weaknesses. And what this means to you is that you no longer have to wonder. You can help quiet those nagging questions and worries and finally get some rest. Well, how do you do that? Just visit us at talktorussell.com. That's talktorussell.com. There you get real-time access to lots of amazing resources, including the calendars of our team here. So you can find time that works great for you for your OnTrack retirement review. Again, that's talktorussell.com.
Additionally, when you go to talktorussell.com, you'll see upcoming Total Wealth Live event dates. This is a chance for us to get knee to knee. Andy and I get to break out from behind the microphone and get to meet the people of our community and really share a lot of differences between what retirement planning looks like versus general financial planning. You know, what are the differences? What are the things that we really want to focus on, such as risk, making sure you have prudent risk in your portfolio, making sure you have a plan for tax-efficient income in retirement and not running out, which happens to be everybody's number one fear in retirement. This is a question asked and surveyed among retirees, and more than death in public speaking, it's running out of money is a top concern. So if you're just joining us on today's show, Andy and I are sharing ways to navigate retirement and taxes. Now, once you're in retirement, okay, there are two tax issues you must face. Taxes that you must contend with today and taxes that you'll be burdened with in the future. The thought of what tax liability you may be facing today is enough, much less thinking about those tax liabilities that could be collected over the next 20 or 30 years if account values grow and tax rates increase. Now, in 2024, we know what tax rates are. But we also know that current tax rates sunset on December 31st, 2025 and are scheduled to increase back on January 1st, 2026. So isn't it necessarily a question of whether taxes are going up, rather it's a question of when. Now, of course, that's a presidential election year. There could be legislative changes under the next administration if there is a new administration. So there's a lot of things that can still happen here. But either way, I like to be prepared. I assume you like to be prepared too and make those informed decisions. Now, one common reference that people make to me all the time regarding government is government spending. You know, according to U.S. Debt Clock, you know, our government currently has a deficit of spending by $1.7 billion a year, and that number increases by the second. And I also know that we have approximately $35 trillion of debt. So when we talk about taxes later, you know, I think it's clearly obvious that we have to somehow get a hold of our fiscal house as a country. And there's only a couple ways to do that. And that could potentially be higher taxes. So you don't want to miss out what we have coming up here on Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back. Make sure you tune in for our They Say segment, but you've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7, Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
All right, welcome back to Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. The financial and investing world can be so puzzling with so many different acronyms and terms that just make it too much to understand, so much so that some people tend to feel stuck, not knowing where to turn or who to trust. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. Andy and I are here each and every week to help demystify retirement planning and help you gain the confidence you need to feel comfortable about where you're heading next. Case in point, on today's show, we're sharing ways to navigate retirement and taxes. And now it's time for one of our listeners' favorite parts of the show, and that's our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes bad advice that they say. So here's one today for you, Andy. They say that the best retirement plan is a tax-free retirement plan. Sign me up. How do we convert our taxable retirement savings into tax-free? What should we be considering?
Well, I'm with you, Curve. The tax-free retirement plan is the best thing. So, but for most people, you got to work to get there, right? You've taken tax deductions on your 401k, TSP, 403b contributions, and now you're trying to convert them into that tax-free plan. So the first thing, the first consideration for converting to tax-free is understanding the tax code and how it works. And here in the United States, we have a progressive tax code. A portion of taxable income may be taxed at one rate, while another portion of income might be taxed at another rate, kind of graduates at certain levels. For example, if you're married filing jointly in 2024 with a taxable income of, say, $94,000, the first $23,000 is going to be taxed at the first marginal bracket at 10%. And then the other $71,000 would be taxed at the second marginal bracket, which is 12%. In this example, if you were to add a taxable distribution on top of the taxable income, any amount converted would breach the next income tax bracket and would be taxed at 22%. And that 22% tax bracket goes up to $201,000 of taxable income. So the progressive nature of our current tax code makes this complicated, and miscalculating this could have results in a larger tax liability than anticipated. So when you are a great place to start when you're thinking about how to, much to convert from pre-tax to Roth each and every year is to look at what marginal bracket you're in and look and see how much room do I have to fill up that bracket. It's a great place to start for tax-free conversions.
I think that's great advice. You know, being able to, first of all, recognize what kind of room you have and then maximize your brackets. I think a lot of times people leave money on the table there. Mm-hmm. And so making sure that you're intentional and do take that one extra look to figure out, do you have room to convert at the current rate you're in before you jump to a new bracket? That should be step one in any kind of conversation regarding converting taxable money to tax-free. So today, Andy and I are talking about ways to navigate retirement and taxes. And if retirement's a priority for you, it only happens when you have a plan to get you there. So if the political environment, the economy, or an uncertain stock market or higher taxes has you concerned, don't just sit there. You need a plan to help protect your retirement savings. Set up a 15-minute strategy session call with our team to get your questions answered and find out what's working well for others. You can reach us by visiting us at talktorussell.com.
Well, coming up here on Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio, we're going to be sharing how taking money out of your retirement accounts can wallop you with a higher Medicare premium. But we'll also tease out some ideas on how to offset your taxes in retirement. So keep it tuned right here. You've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7 Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
All right, welcome back. I'm Curve Miller, joined by Andy Dollar, and we're from Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, and you've tuned into probably the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial future, and that, my friend, is Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. The financial and investing world can be so very confusing at times. With so many different acronyms, terms, and choices to make, it's just sometimes too much to absorb. So much so that some people tend to feel stuck, not knowing where to turn or how to make sense of it all. And if there's one thing that we know, it's that people just want to be heard and they want a plan that they're comfortable with and confident in. And that's what we help our clients with at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. We help good people make great decisions so they can have an amazing retirement. And guess what? We attempt to make it easy for you to understand so you can be confident that you're making the right choice for you. So visit us at talktorussell.com. There we have a number of resources that you can download. We have upcoming dates for our Total Wealth Live events, and you even have access to my calendar and Andy's calendar and other members of our wealth management team's calendar to set up a 15-minute strategy session call to see if you're on the right track. So again, you can visit us at talktorussell.com for that.
And at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, our focus is tax-efficient retirement planning. And today, we're talking about ways to navigate your way through retirement. All of our lives, we sock money away in tax-deferred retirement accounts, and then in a flash, we find ourselves at retirement age, facing decisions we've never had to face before, getting hit with taxes we've never been hit with before. We've been talking about ways to maneuver through saving money for retirement, and then all of a sudden our priorities shift to spending money in retirement while hoping to dodge the tax man. Listen closely to the rest of the show today because Curve and I are going to continue to share ways to navigate retirement and taxes. You're only going to find it here on Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. Now, in retirement, it can feel like you have to watch every step for fear of maybe stepping into a tax trap. I don't think lawmakers are trying to make it financially uneasy for retirees, but they certainly don't make it easy. So we have to address Medicare premiums as part of this conversation. If we're going to navigate retirement and taxes, we have to also recognize that Medicare premiums can fall into this category as well. So if the income tax brackets and Social Security tiers aren't enough, you should also be aware of the impact a taxable distribution can have on your Medicare premiums. And this typically isn't an issue unless your income is above $103,000 if you're single and $206,000 if you're married in 2024. But keep in mind that these figures would also include any taxable distributions from retirement accounts. I think it's also a really important thing to mention here that your Medicare premiums are calculated against your gross income, not your taxable income. So what we've been talking about up to this point is that taxable income line on your tax return. Now we're talking about the gross income, so before taxes. And the impact of any possible premium increase is for your Medicare is typically delayed by 2 tax years. So if you were to make a taxable distribution in 2024, that Medicare premium adjustment wouldn't be realized until 2026. And this is one of those things that often comes as a surprise when people make decisions about distributions without understanding all of the rules. You kind of get a breather, and then 2 years down the road, smack, you get a notice that your Medicare premiums are going up. So you got to be real careful about that. Now, there are multiple things to consider before taking a taxable distribution, including Roth conversion, because those are taxable. But there are things that you can do to help reduce the tax burden of switching from tax-deferred to tax-free. And the goal in this process is to find the ways that are both legal and ethical to help offset the additional income you show on your tax return resulting from that taxable distribution. The antidote to a taxable income is deductions, credits, and losses, which can help reduce the net income subject to your tax. So, Curve, you say it all the time, it's after tax, what is after tax that counts? That's easy for me to say today. Well, there's a few ways to approach this, but not all options are appropriate for everybody. Some things may work and some things may not, which underscores the need to have an experienced professional team of advisors guiding this process. I can't stress that enough. So here's a couple of things to keep in mind and to talk about with your financial and tax professional. First one would be a donor advised fund. A donor advised fund allows you to contribute future charitable donations into a fund that you control when distributions are made from, but you get to receive the tax benefit of the donation in the year you make that contribution into the fund. So by making multiple years of donations in a single year into the fund, you have the potential of offsetting a taxable distribution from your retirement account in that year. So you can gift several years in one tax year and get a bigger deduction for it. They call that bunching up your deductions. The second thing is what's called a charitable remainder trust. A charitable remainder trust allows you to contribute future charitable donations into the trust that you control when distributions are made. Again, that theme here being control. But you get to receive the tax benefit of the donation in the year you make the contribution. You can also receive income from the trust while you're living within IRS limits. And like the donor advised fund, making multiple years of donations in a single year could potentially help offset a taxable distribution from your retirement account. There's that offset theme. A charitable remainder trust is a more complex arrangement than a donor advised fund, and with many options, and it requires an attorney to draft that trust. So let's go to one that's maybe a little bit more simple, a qualified charitable donation, or a QCD. A QCD allows for anybody that's over the age of 70 and a half to make a direct donation from a qualified account, so your IRA, to a charity. So it goes directly from the IRA to your charity of choice. You don't touch the funds. And it bypasses that standard deduction limit and allows the donation to be tax-free for the donor. One more thing I want to mention before we move off of this is something called intangible drilling costs. And intangible drilling costs allow accredited investors, and there are some qualifications to meet to be deemed an accredited investor, but it allows them to participate in the drilling expenses of an oil and gas company that could provide reportable tax losses that can help offset all forms of income as well for the potential cash flow back to the investor once the wells are operational. So again, all of these things are not something that you should try to go alone. They all have a level of complexity to them. But when we're thinking about how do we offset some of those taxable distributions and help minimize the amount of overall tax that we're going to pay, wanted to share a couple of ideas with you.
Yeah, of course. And that's, I think, great advice. And it's not an exhaustive list of available options. There's so many different ways to plan. You know, the key is to take advantage of the tax laws of the informed. We got a lot of pages in the Internal Revenue Code. The key is to understand what's in it. You know, nobody's above the law. Nobody's below the law. Everybody's held to the same letter. It's just a matter of knowing what's in it. And, you know, I think when we talk about taxes, it goes back to, Andy, what you were talking about with Medicare premiums, you know, kind of being, you know, your Medicare premiums being affected 2 years later, right? You know, it's like setting up the dominoes when you're a kid. You get all your dominoes set up around the kitchen, you know, up a chair, over the table, you know, it's just the whole thing. And you kick the first one over, and then they all start falling behind it. It's the same kind of theory when we talk about this cumulative effect of income's ultimate effect on your taxes. The more income you add, the more potential you're going to have to pay in tax. It could be, again, progressive, as you said earlier. There's an aspect of paying taxes now versus later. You know, and as you listen to this today, where do you think tax rates will be in 5 years? Do you think they'll be the same as they are right now? Do you think they'll be lower in 5 years? Or do you think they're going to be higher? And see, here's the thing is if we believe that tax rates are going to be higher in our future, what are we doing about it today? We can only control the controllables. That's what I try to live my life by, is that there's only certain things I can control day to day. Same thing with taxes. You've got to control what you can control. And then we have to make the best effort, put our best foot forward in trying to control the future. Now, that's a little harder to do because we don't know what the future has in store, but we use our context clues and say, wow, we've got an awful lot of debt in this country. How are we going to pay it off? Well, that could mean higher future taxes. And see, here's the deal. If tax rates are going up while you're in retirement, that means you're going to put less and less and less money in your pocket unless you proactively get ahead of it. And so a lot of the different ideas that Andy shared are so important to consider and then make sure that it's tailored back to you. Because, again, your plan is unique as your own fingerprint, I'd say. Because, you know, if you're trying to compare your plan to your neighbor's plan or your plan to a family member's plan, you may have it wrong. It's got to be really kind of dialed in and tailored to you. And, you know, that's typically creates this constant wonder in the back of our mind because we're so used to comparing ourselves to others. You know, we're like, oh, well, You know, the person we golf with does this. That must be right for me. And that's not the case. You know, the right answer is making sure that you have taken the time to have somebody who's a licensed professional, who does it day in and day out, take a look and craft a plan with you. You know, it starts off quite simple. It's really a conversation of getting your priorities in check, taking inventory, figuring out what you have, what you've sacrificed for saving, what your income needs are, and then, and only then, crafting a plan. Okay, a lot of times I think people put the cart before the horse here. And this is the one where you got to slow everything down, you know, really have a good understanding of what the reality of your situation is, and then develop a plan from there.
Absolutely. And you know, Kerv, we talk a lot about what we refer to as your total wealth picture here each and every Saturday morning. And the important part about planning is making sure that it addresses each of the areas in your total wealth picture. So when we're talking about navigating retirement and taxes and the ways to do that, we also have to understand what kind of effect is that going to have on our income? What kind of effect is that going to have on the legacy that we want to leave to those that we care about? So that's the really, I think, unique thing about our OnTrack retirement review process is we're going to talk about all three of those things and really look for what's going on and how are those three things interacting with each other. So it's just about time for our next break, but you're going to want to keep it tuned right here. I promise you'll be glad you did, because when Kerv and I come back, we're going to share some examples of ways that you can possibly offset your taxes in retirement, and then some tips that could make an impact on your financial future. And as always, we're going to tell you what to expect next week here on Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. You don't want to miss it. Keep it tuned right here. You've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7, Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
We are back. I'm Andy Dollar, and you're listening to Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio. If the stock market, what's going on in the world, or the fear of higher taxes has you worried, don't just sit there. Help protect your retirement savings by setting up a 15-minute strategy session call with our team to get your questions answered and find out what's working well for others. Visit us at talktorussell.com.
And during today's episode, we've been sharing ways to navigate retirement and taxes. And these days, it's easy to find a financial advisor, but they seem like they're on every street corner and at every bank. But finding an advisor that's knowledgeable in retirement planning with a focus on tax efficiency, now that's something unique, and that's what we do at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, and it's what this show is all about. There are a host of ideas you can take action on in order to offset your taxes in retirement. The key here is to make sure that we're being proactive and we're doing it every year. This isn't a set it and forget it plan. You know, tax code changes, tax rates change. We talked about the fact that the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which has been in effect since 2017, is going to be expiring at the end of 2025, 12/31/25. And so right now, unless there's administrative changes, we could potentially see really an increase in taxes here in short order, here in a couple of years. So what are we doing about it now? And that's really the point here, is making sure this is an intentional part of your total wealth plan. You know, good financial planning has to consider the net tax effect. Because if you don't have a plan to address rising taxes, all that really means is you're going to accept and put less money in your pocket. And, you know, in retirement, it's about maximizing your fund. It's about maximizing the money you put in your pocket. So you got to have a plan to address taxes, because guess what? When you took the deductions for all those years that you worked, we are anticipating you being in a lower bracket. What if you're not? That's what we have to address, and why taxes as it relates to retirement planning is so very important.
Well, if you felt like today's show was important to you, just imagine what we can accomplish when we get you advice that's tailored to you. If you boil it down, our mission at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness is to help you address the problems of how to make your money last throughout retirement. So visit us at talktorussell.com and set up a 15-minute strategy session call with our team to get your questions answered and find out what's working well for others. Well, that's a wrap for today's show. But next week here on Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio, have you saved $1 million or more in tax-deferred investments? Tax-deferred accounts like 401ks, IRAs, and TSPs. If your answer is yes, then you're going to want to join us next Saturday here on Russell Total Wealth and Wellness Radio as we share tax-savvy planning for $1 million plus retirement accounts. We'll see you next weekend. Have a great one. You've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7, Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7, WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.